Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Body found in West Wichita Park. We have the story.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
How much milk is too much milk for your toddler? I'm Cassie Hamilton with a health concern from local doctors. Coming up on KNSS.
The Sheriff's Department is investigating the discovery of a body at Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita Wednesday afternoon. The area where the body was found is being treated as a crime scene. The coroner's office will conduct an autopsy. The discovery was made after a caller reported a missing person in the area. A park employee conducting a search discovered the body. However, it is not known if the body is that of the missing person.
An Iranian strike hits a hospital in southern Israel, wounding at least 40 people.
Waves of Israeli jets continue to pummel Tehran. Among the targets which have been hit, locations vital to Iran's nuclear program and essential to its security infrastructure. The number of Iranian projectiles aimed at Israel is down. 2 missiles and 2 drones were fired at Israel, all knocked down by Israeli air defenses. Still, Iran's leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was defiant in a TV address, replying to the U.S. demand to give up, declaring Iran would never surrender. He added, if the U.S. gets more directly involved, damage to the U.S. will be irreparable. In Tel Aviv, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
The city of Emporia has confirmed that 2 people died in a house explosion Wednesday afternoon. The explosion was reported near East 6th Avenue and Weaver Streets. City of Emporia said, within minutes of the explosion, the home had collapsed and was fully engulfed with fire. City has confirmed that emergency crews found 2 bodies in the debris. Preliminary investigation into the explosion appears to be accidental.
A child was killed, and a search is being conducted for another after they were hit by a train in Neosho County in southeast Kansas yesterday afternoon. The Union Pacific Railroad reporting that 2 individuals had been hit on a railroad bridge. The Neosho County Sheriff is investigating.
Nearly every neighborhood in Wichita saw some degree of tree damage from Tuesday's storms. According to the city, crews will not collect debris on private property. Anyone needing assistance removing private debris should contact a local tree service. And if you are removing the tree debris yourself, you can take it to the Brooks Landfill. The city's park forestry team focuses on property damage, imminent hazards, and broken and hanging limbs over public use areas, as well as blocked streets and driveways.
Local doctors seeing an increase in toddlers with iron deficiency.
Doctors at Ascension Via Christi are seeing the increase in toddlers with iron deficiency. The problem? Drinking too much milk. The doctors have noticed the iron deficiency increase over the past year, with the biggest rise in the past 2 months. Via Christi says milk is beneficial for children. However, excessive consumption can disrupt the body's ability to absorb iron, which is critical in the creation of red blood cells. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends toddlers drink no more than 2 to 3 cups of milk per day. Cassie Hamilton, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We are underway with the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. Golfers are on the course at Crestview. We'll talk about that coming up sports.
A New Hampshire man has died in Colorado after a fall during a hike in the Rocky Mountains. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock, 63 degrees. A New Hampshire man has died in Colorado after a fall during a hike in the Rocky Mountains. The family of Russell Rusty Hardy says he was able to accomplish his goal of climbing the 14,000-foot Pikes Peak. Relatives say it appears that Hardy got caught in a severe thunderstorm during his descent and slipped on a snowy ledge, falling uncontrollably.
A jury in Massachusetts acquits Karen Reed of all serious charges in her retrial for the murder of a Boston police officer.
Supporters of Karen Reed erupted into cheers after she was acquitted of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a collision that resulted in death. Her boyfriend at that time, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, was killed. Reed thanked her supporters outside court for the financial and emotional support.
No one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team.
While prosecutors argued that physical evidence found on Reed's vehicle and found on O'Keefe prove her car hit him, her attorneys say that evidence was likely planted and that there was no evidence on his body that he was hit by a car. After her first mistrial, the lead investigator was taken off the case for derogatory messages he'd written about Reed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Reed was found guilty of driving under the influence, and she was sentenced to a year's probation for that.
A Texas man who bought up a bunch of fireworks in New Mexico is in trouble for what he was allegedly planning to do with them.
U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico say they're charging 48-year-old Greg George Vandenberg because they believe he was going to use fireworks to possibly make pipe bombs to use against law enforcement in the Los Angeles anti-ICE riots. Vandenberg allegedly told employees at a fireworks store he was a military veteran who knew how to make the explosives. He went on to tell them that he already had mortars and that he was on the way to L.A. to try to use them to kill officers. The cops used his license plate number to track him down, and he remains in custody. John Saucier, Fox News.
Today is Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery.
Juneteenth honors the date when Major General Gordon Granger traveled to Galveston Bay, Texas in 1865, along with 2,000 Union troops to share the news that more than 250,000 black people in the state were free. Granger's announcement came 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863. Juneteenth was made a federal holiday in 2021, which means some non-essential government offices will be closed. There will also be no regular mail delivery by the U.S. Postal Service today. Some state and local offices could also be closed in observation of the holiday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
So far this morning in traffic, things are looking pretty good. The traffic volumes have really started to pick up again out there. Some of the heaviest traffic that we're seeing on the roadways in the area right now, right around MacArthur and K-15, between there and Oliver as well on MacArthur Road. Lots of traffic at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist, Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Yeah, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. We've got some beautiful weather coming up for today. Hopefully you guys are catching up on your sleep after the last couple of nights, right?
How about you? Did you get a little rest in yesterday?
You know, it felt weird leaving work at a normal time last night.
Yeah.
So, things are... Things are looking pretty good for us here as we go through the next couple of days. Three things to keep in mind. The heat's going up, the humidity will remain high, and the wind is also going to be increasing. We'll have sunshine today, close to 90 degrees to finish things off this afternoon. The breeze will start to kick up from the south. Now, when you add in the humidity, it's going to feel like 93 later on today. We'll drop back to 73 overnight. How about 93 Friday afternoon? But the heat index hitting 100 degrees Friday afternoon, and the wind gust tomorrow up around 30 miles an hour. If you're cooling off at area lakes this weekend, maybe headed to the swimming pool, well, it's going to be a windy weekend. We've got wind gusts of 35 to 40 both days this weekend and high temperatures that will be in the 90s. It's kind of tough to complain about the heat because it's seasonal, really, for this time of the year, and that's what we're going to be going through the weekend. By the way, sixth wettest June on record. We're about 6.5 inches above normal on rainfall for the entire year. So I think the drought is officially over for South Central Kansas. Right now in Wichita, we've got sunshine in 66. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, Lake Genie Reservoir is, what, just about a foot below normal, right?
Yep, we're looking a lot better there. So we're just about a foot below where we need to be. There's still some water feeding into the lake this morning, so that's probably still going to change a little bit in the next 24 hours, not by significant amounts, but yep, it's still filling up as of 7 o'clock this morning.
Now it's time of the year to get out the sunscreen. Summer starts tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Summer starts tomorrow afternoon, and sunscreen and, well, some brats for the grill. Invite me over.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Ross. That's Ross Jansen, of course, the Storm Team 12 meteorologist. 7:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 86, and the normal high is 89. This is the 19th day of June. On this date in 1990, the infamous inland hurricane roared across south central Kansas. Winds from 80 to a staggering 120 miles per hour tore along a 30-mile track from Pratt to Emporia. The several buildings were unroofed, and almost all of the TV and radio stations were knocked off the air. These astounding winds caused around $80 million in damage, injured 33 people. That was in 1990. And on this date, 41 years ago, 1984, the Chicago Bulls picked Michael Jordan from the University of North Carolina, third in the NBA draft.
Not the number one pick.
Nope. He turned out to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
that worked out for the Bulls.
I think he's been a dandy.
Better than the number two pick.
I couldn't find any birthdays of living people that I wanted to share this morning. So how about if you were born on this date, you share your birthday with Lou Gehrig, the baseball legend.
The Iron Horse.
The New York Yankees Iron Horse. Yes, sir. And here you go. If that's not good enough for you, how about sharing this birthday with Mo Howard of the Three Stooges.
Ah, another legend.
Yeah. Mo Howard and his brother Curly, who originated that great sound effect. Right? I don't know what that meant, but what a group, the Three Stooges. Okay. Here we go. A 22-year-old fake dentist and two assistants have been charged by Czech police.
Oh, brother.
After treating dozens of patients using instructions found on the internet.
On the interwebs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
YouTube. Police said the three family members opened a surgery without a license in their home 2 years ago and treated patients without any necessary professional knowledge.
Mm.
In fact, they apparently knew nothing. They add the 22-year-old man extracted teeth, performed complex root canals, and applied anesthesia, drawing on information he had obtained online. All pleaded guilty to a number of charges, police said, and they face up to 8 years in prison.
Ooh,
each.
Ah.
That was in Czechoslovakia. How about that? And we're finding out today, we got everything counted up, and Wichita Fire Department responded to 550 calls in a 24-hour period. You know, I've talked with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty several times about this. When he talks about the pressure on county government, local government, to as far as the bottom line, keeping the money, generating enough revenue. Costs like this, it costs money to send a crew out. Every time a crew goes out to fight a fire, an accident, ka-ching, 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 costs money.
In one day, we're sending the fire department out
500 times.
Well,
yeah.
And I think more than 200 of them were
more than half of those
down
power
lines.
Yeah.
So it can't be helped. I mean, it's got to be done.
Yeah, it's part of our infrastructure.
Kind of shows you the pressure we have on the budgets for local government. Anyway.
They had to call in linemen from all four of our surrounding states to help out.
So
it was a regional problem.
I came up the ramp over here, Kellogg, up onto Rock Road, going eastbound, and that parking lot just to the right, at least 10 or 12 great big utility trucks parked in there. So those crews coming in from out of state, they got to stay. So, hey, when they come in, that's one good thing. At least they're spending a little money and restaurant money here. That's good. So 717, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yep, and we are at a very busy week in the Wichita sports scene for professional sports, including golf. Here we are. We are underway with the first round of the 36th annual Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club as part of the annual Stop on the Corn Ferry Tour. Wichita has been a stop on this tour now for 36 years, one of the oldest four original events on the tour. They played the Pro-Am yesterday, even though two holes at Crestview were still underwater. Holes number 7 and 13 were still completely flooded yesterday. So got to wait for the water to go down, but I think they're ready to go today.
So what do you do? Do you just go around and play the other hole?
Play the next hole. You don't play 7, you play 8.
What does that do to your score, though?
Well, they adjust. I'm sure they had maybe a couple of holes that they added on.
Okay.
Golfers can finish up. So there you go. And they'll get at it today. 156 golfers will be taking the course. The first groups got off at about half an hour ago. So we got a lot of golfers on the course by now. The last groups will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon in the hot conditions and the wind. $1 million in prize money is up for grabs. 11 golfers in the field played in the U.S. Open just last week in Pennsylvania. So we got some very talented golfers here in town. We are underway at Crestview, the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, Wichita Open. And we have some of the best softball players in the world here in town.
Yes.
For the AUSL, the Professional Softball League. All four teams, the entire league, is here in Wichita for back-to-back doubleheaders. Got rained out Tuesday, but we got the doubleheader in last night at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. A sellout, by the way. And it was all nationally televised on the Deuce on ESPN2. So Wichita got a big showcase last night. And they got, in the first game, a battle between the Talons and the Bandits, the first place Bandits. And the Talons rallied for 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to win it, including a pair of 2-run home runs and a walk-off. Beat the Bandits 5-4. So got a thriller ending in the first game. And then another nice game last night to finish it up. And left the stadium after 11 o'clock last night. And the line of fans to get autographs was around the block.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was a great night.
How about that?
For professional softball in Wichita.
Wow.
And we play another doubleheader today, making it up from Tuesday night's rainout. So at noon, battle for first place between the Bandits and the Talons. Then the next game at 2:30 this afternoon, somewhere around there, the Blaze and the Volts will go at it. This is the final doubleheader day in Wichita when you can see all four teams, every player in the league. There'll be single games from here on out. But today we have another doubleheader for professional softball here in Wichita. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals in Texas last night taking on the Rangers. Apparently the Royals are enjoying being in Arlington. They're hitting the ball all over the place, including the third baseman, Mikel Garcia. You heard the game yesterday, last night on KFH.
Pitch, swing, and a shot deep left center field. Haggerty going back. Haggerty looks up. It's gone! It's a 3-run homer into the Texas bullpen. Mikel Garcia comes through again. And the Royals take a 4-2 lead on a 3-run bomb from Mikel Garcia. His 8th of the year.
That's pretty good. And then later in the game, he got an RBI triple. He was piling up the slugging percentage last night. Garcia is now batting .318 on the season, top 6 in the American League. The Royals beat the Rangers 6-3 last night. So after that 6-game losing streak, now back-to-back wins for the Royals in Texas. And the Royals will go for the 3-game sweep, visiting the Rangers at 1:30 this afternoon. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Other Major League Baseball, how about the Cincinnati Reds playing at home, hosting the Minnesota Twins
last night trying to get in innings before it rained. And it was a good game for the Reds for former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer. Former Twin, too. The action on FanDuel Cincy.
Steer drives one to right. Larnick going back. And Steer clears the fence. He catapults the Reds ahead against the team that drafted him.
Yeah, he played for the Wichita Wind Surge. The Twins traded him to the Reds, and now he's batting cleanup, playing first base, and went 2-for-3 last night with that 2-run home run, also his 11th double of the season. They got in 6 innings before the rains came, and the Reds won that game, 4-2 over the Twins in 6 innings. That is a 4-game winning streak for the Reds, and they're tied for second place in the division right now. Playing some good baseball, and former Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer helping out. Wow.
Put up some good numbers, didn't he?
Nice.
Man.
And
we batting cleanup.
Yeah.
But Minnesota didn't know what to do with it, huh?
That can, well, the Reds got a good part of that trade, yeah. And finishing up in the NBA, the game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The season could end if Oklahoma City wins. It's the Thunder visiting the Indiana Pacers. Oklahoma City up 3-2. The Thunder is a 6.5-point favorite in game 6 tonight. And the Buss family is going to sell the Los Angeles Lakers. Jerry Buss bought the Lakers and the hockey team, the Kings, in 1979 for $67 million. The Lakers are now valued at $10 billion.
With a B?
I think the Buss family might have made some money on the Lakers over the past few decades.
Ooh,
11 NBA titles, too, during that time span. So, yeah, the Buss family is selling off their majority stake in the Lakers and making a lot of money by doing so.
How about that? Wow.
That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano. And that location features a rooftop deck. Hey, now, Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. And brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. Hot weather can affect your appetite. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Thursday morning. 63 degrees. A main hospital in southern Israel has been hit by Iranian airstrikes, with officials reporting considerable damage. This is one of the latest attacks in the ongoing military conflict between Israel and Iran. Fox's Greg Palkett has more from Tel Aviv.
First, we heard the sirens. We heard the warnings coming over our iPhones, coming out of loudspeakers from the city. And then we saw the anti-defense missile, the Iron Dome, going up at various points, and then we saw and we heard the missiles coming in from Iran, one of the more major barrages coming from Iran, at least in the last several days. The word we got is at least 25 ballistic missiles coming from Iran. They hit at least 6 different locations.
A spokesperson for the medical center said people were wounded in the attack, and this comes after another Israel strike on an Iranian heavy water reactor. There was no radiation danger from that attack.
A Category 4 hurricane expected to land in Mexico this morning. Fox meteorologist Noah Berggren with the latest.
There's never been a major hurricane Cat 3 Plus hit Mexico during the month of June. Midday Thursday, the eye comes in. The hurricane stays intact actually quite a while, and then it falls apart and just becomes a huge flood event going up through central Mexico. Unfortunately, this will be a devastating flood for many. Even far from the center up towards Veracruz, outside of the mountainous areas, 25 inches of rain. I mean, 2 feet of rain is a huge deal. And right where the eye comes in on the east side, a lot of areas, 15 to 25 inches of rain appear likely.
That hurricane doubled in strength in less than a day. It could cause mudslides and flooding.
The Kansas Aviation Museum was forced to close Wednesday to allow work crews to begin cleanup operations from the storm damage. The building had water damage on the 3rd and 2nd floors due to heavy rains Tuesday. Officials say damage appears to be minimal,
but they are conducting damage assessments on the women's and black aviation exhibits. They hope to reopen Friday.
A Kansas man sentenced to 30 years in prison for charges related to child sexual abuse materials. 25-year-old Chloe Golato of Leavenworth pled guilty to one count of production of child porn and one count of receipt of child pornography. From the fall of 2023 in September to November, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a series of cyber tips about images and videos connected to a cloud account belonging to Golato. During an interview with the FBI, the defendant admitted to using a cell phone to download and to create the images.
Social Security and Medicare are not going to be able to pay out full benefits sooner than expected.
Last year, Social Security's trustees said they wouldn't be able to shell out full benefits starting in 2035. A new report says that's going to happen now in 2034. After that, Social Security would only be able to pay 81% of benefits. The report from the trustees says you can blame new legislation affecting Social Security for that. As for Medicare's hospital insurance fund, the trustees said last year they'd have to cut benefits down to 89% in 2036. Now they say it's 2033. The trustees blame rising health care costs. Several lawmakers are calling for change to protect both programs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:35. Let's check the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Patchy fog this morning will give way to sunny skies and a high of 91 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds and warm tonight, 74 that overnight low. First day of summer, sunny, windy, and hot on Friday, high 95. Southwest winds 20 to 30 and gusty. We're going to keep it windy and hot through the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a clear sky, a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Thursday, June 19th. On this date in 1992, two rounds of severe thunderstorms struck south-central Kansas. We had three this week, but this was two rounds. And round one struck early in the morning, when severe thunderstorms erupted over Sedgwick County, bombarding some areas with hail as large as softballs. Later that morning, round two struck an even larger area with baseball to softball-sized hail. The two episodes combined to injure 69 people, and they caused around $600 million in damage. At the time, it was the costliest natural disaster in Kansas history. That was in 1992. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is Juneteenth today. It was 163 years ago, 1862, that slavery was outlawed in the U.S. territories. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:36. So at the softball, was it two games last night, Ted?
Yeah, big doubleheader last night.
Professional softball, and you say it was sold out?
Sold out, nationally televised on ESPN2.
That's great.
Quite a showcase for Wichita.
Sure is. A fun game?
Yeah, did two games. They moved every player in the league playing last night, so people were out to see it.
It was softball games move right along, too.
Yes, they do. It was fun. Fun night last night, and you got another doubleheader today.
That's right.
During the afternoon hours.
The Independence Day's coming up. 4th of July, as some of us call it. It's creeping up on us. We'll be doing some stories about it in advance, but here's one today. Instacart has released data on Independence Day grocery orders. I know you're curious about this, Ted. This is based on figures from 2024, and they've got 10 items that peaked in popularity during the week of the 4th of July last year.
Okay.
The week of the 4th, these are the ones who were the most popular. Number 10, lemonade and limeade.
Oh, classics. Love that.
Got to have this lemonade, huh?
Love both of those.
Number 9, potato chips.
Okay.
Yep, there's a must-have. Number 8, mayonnaise.
Gotta have mayo.
Gotta have mayo. Number 7, pickles. Yep. Number 6, popsicles.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. Number 5, hamburger buns.
Yep.
And number 4, right behind that, or just in front of that, hot dogs. Gotta get over there at the store and get some hot dogs.
Getting right into it now.
Number three.
My brother Ned grilled us up some cheese brats and hot dogs the other night.
There you go.
Very summer-like.
Number three, peaking in popularity the week of the 4th last year. Watermelons.
Mmm.
Are they as popular as the rest of the items on the list, or is it just easier to have someone else carry them to your door?
Well, that's
watermelons.
True. Tastes so good.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hot.
Number two is hot dog buns. We had hot dogs
that's
before.
A hot dog. Yeah, of course.
You got to have buns for them. So there's number two. And what is the number one product that saw a popularity peak?
Fireworks. Oh, not at the store. I guess.
Canned baked beans.
Baked beans.
Make your own fireworks there. It is 4.2 times the yearly average order.
Yeah, that's...
So people are eating their beans for the 4th of July.
You've had enough.
Yeah.
So hamburger buns makes the list, but not hamburgers.
Yep.
I guess people have excess buns around.
Yeah.
After all that.
They got an excess burger around something, yeah. Steve is in the morning here on KNSS, and if you've been listening this morning, we told you about tree damage, and it's all over Wichita. You know, to drive around, you can see that everybody's yard's got a branch in it, it seems like. And some of them bigger than others. And if it's on your lot, it's not out in public, you're responsible for it, according to the city. But if it's a hazard, say it's dangling over your house, then I guess they'll take care of it for you or help you with it anyway. So if you're going to take care of that yourself, get out the chainsaw and go after it, cut the limbs down. You can take them out to the landfill.
Brooks not
landfill.
Today. It's closed today, but
it'll be open
starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
you can get to the landfill.
So Juneteenth is also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, a holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. It specifically marks the day, June 19th, 1865, when enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, finally learned they were free. So it's a federal holiday, no regular postal delivery today. Government offices closed, but a lot of the parks and different places and golf courses are open today, so... Going to be hot. Now we got to summer starting tomorrow, Ted, so it's that time of the year. Got to get the air conditioner going. Get it cranked
up. Kind of arrived right on cue after a wet and cool May and most of June. Here we go with summer.
I was thinking if it's dry enough, I was thinking tomorrow afternoon I might tackle my yard work, but it's going to be so warm, I don't know if I ought to do that. Maybe wait till Saturday morning.
It's going to be, but if you do it in the morning, it's pretty sweet.
I'm thinking Saturday
this time
morning,
of the morning, it's pretty nice.
I'm thinking Saturday morning, you're going to hear those lawnmowers all over my
yeah,
park.
Yeah, you're the guy cursing my neighborhood when I wake up at the early morning hours on Saturday. And I said, there's some idiot out there mowing.
Yeah.
Waking up every person in the neighborhood trying to enjoy their Saturday morning.
I wait till after 9 o'clock. Is that too early still, you think? I don't think so.
I guess it depends.
I like to get out at 7, but you can't see very well at 7. I know the neighbors wouldn't like that. All right. Well, there's going to be some lawn mowing going on this weekend, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
right
wait until 9, you're in good shape.
Maybe a little picketing.
Seems like there's somebody in my neighborhood firing up at about 8 or 7:45. Like, really? Come on.
Yeah. Have a little courtesy for your neighbors. That's what I always say. And then crank up the mower. 7:41, Stephen 10 in the morning, coming up. We've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning with Kirk Seminoff. A local market is remodeling, and Kirk's going to tell us about that and other news on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita firefighters respond to a record number of calls during this week's storms. 550 responses in a 24-hour period.
Two.
Israel and Iran continue to attack each other as Iranian supreme leader refuses to surrender.
One.
Sheriff investigating the discovery of a body in Sedgwick County Park in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a report of some debris in the roadway. This is listed at right around K96 and Rock Road. Potential for some debris in the roadway there. Again, that's K96 and Rock Road. Watch out for that. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 90 degrees.
Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. Friday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Users of payment apps like Venmo or Apple Pay should pay a little more attention to who's asking you for money.
Fox on Tech.
There's a new high-tech scam growing more prevalent. It involves your smartphone and your money. We've all had our lives changed by the use of digital payment platforms. Things like Apple Pay or Google Pay have allowed for easy tapping to spend money. And apps like Venmo and PayPal have allowed you to send money to or take money from people you know or with whom you do business. But now those awful people out there looking to fleece you have taken to payment platforms such as these. Miles Parrott Cancer Services of Louisiana is having to tell people to be extra sure that the Venmo account to which they're sending donations is in fact theirs. There are phony ones that resemble it. They're just the latest charity to have their names digitally tarnished. And once you send that donation to that scammer, that money is gone. It requires you to be extra careful and verify to whom you think you're sending payments. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Interest rates were the key to trading on Wall Street Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed after the Fed left interest rates unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed officials expect inflation to worsen in the coming months, but they still project 2 interest rate cuts by the end of this year. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that the central bank needs to gain confidence that inflation is coming down before it can start cutting rates. He says there's a lot of uncertainty given tariff policies. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Visa, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow falling 44 points, the Nasdaq higher by 25, S&P 500 down 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Stock market is closed today in observance of Juneteenth. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. A local market is remodeling. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Green Acres Market, which was locally founded about 30 years ago, has plans for a $1.1 million remodel of its Normandy Shopping Center location at Central and Woodlawn. Plans for the 8,000 square foot store call for interior upgrades, a new exterior front, and a grab-and-go deli addition. Green Acres Market has 3 Wichita and 2 Oklahoma locations, and Florida-based Healthier Choices Management Corporation purchased the markets last year from 30-year owners Barb and John Hoffman. 3D printed homes have yet to get off the ground in the Wichita area, but they're beginning to gain popularity nationwide. This afternoon, a Wichita commercial real estate firm is hosting an event to educate local contractors, city planners, and others on the accessibility of 3D printed construction for both residential and commercial purposes. Ad Astra Commercial will host the event from 1:30 to 4 at Strategic Workspace. That's at 5025 East Kellogg. And it will include a talk from Sperry RE Capital CEO and founder Sammy Suzuki. A 3D printed neighborhood was planned in Valley Center in 2022, but COVID-related supply chain issues prevented a printer from ever arriving to start on the 100-unit development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I have a real difficulty envisioning all that. It's like you're making a copy or a printer, and you actually make a building with this stuff?
I have spent far too much time on YouTube watching videos of 3D printed homes being made. It's fascinating. It's like they bring in 2 rails on either side of the home.
Yeah.
And then the printer will go over the house square footage and just lay cement at a rate that would befuddle you.
It's a printer though that's doing this.
It's a printer, yes.
Well, you didn't call it. It's not printing. It's building. Right?
Yes, but in a printing sort of way, I guess.
Are there any human beings standing around loafing like on other construction sites?
There's plenty of loafing, but they're also smoothing it out. And, they're doing some of the little things that the big printer can't do itself.
Mm, okay. By the way, our copy machine went on the fritz. And wait. The copy machine and the printer both down yesterday.
Yeah, great.
We have another printer in here. I bet we got a backup printer.
But yeah, we can make a house, but we can't print.
We can't.
I can't print the Texas League standings.
Something's wrong with the printer in there, so he had to go to another printer. An inconvenience that Ted can handle. But the copy machine went down because some toner was not right. Jad and I figured that out this morning, and we fixed it. Okay, didn't require any multi-million-dollar printer. Didn't require any YouTube. We found the right cartridge, and we stuck it in the machine, and away it went. How about that?
But it took two people to do it, huh?
Well, I've been working on it for 2 days, but I had to have Jad get here.
Took one person to do it.
Jad had to come in and say, hey, look for that over there. Okay. Oh, there it is. Anyway, today is National Watch Day. I know you're celebrating that. They've been around since the 16th century, you know, and they were first developed as a way to tell time more accurately. And since then, watches have become an essential part of fashion and style. I've got a couple of grandsons who wear watches, and most young people that I know, they don't wear them. But I have since probably, I don't know, when I was in high school, I started wearing a watch. Do you actually wear a watch then, Kirk?
I wore a watch, the same watch that my mother gave me as a graduation present way back when, and I wore it probably until the mid-2010s, and then I just got used to looking at my phone for the time. So I don't wear it anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Really?
What was it? Safekeeping.
High-dollar Timex, $20 deal, or what?
It was above a Timex, but below a Rolex. How's that?
But now that you can get emails and texts on your watch, then more people wear watches now.
Yeah. That's right. My wife wears that. Quite handy.
Yep.
Do you remember John Cameron Swayze?
For
Timex?
Yeah.
TV newsman for Timex. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. You remember those commercials? You know, you're too young for that.
Wasn't he born in Wichita?
I think he was a Wichita guy.
Wichita native.
I wear a Fitbit, okay? It keeps track of my pulse so that I'll know I'm still alive, and also how many steps I've done today in my walking. And other than that, it does several other things, but I can't figure out what they are or how to use it. So I just need to know what time it is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Kirk.
Anyone really know what time it is?
Thank you, Chicago.
This is Chicago. Come on. All right, it's watch day. All right, we'll check with you again next hour here, Kirk. Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal. Top of the hour here, okay? 8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. What do we got, Ted? We have the latest on a body found in Sedgwick County Park. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports coming up.
Yep, we have golfers on the course. We're underway with the Wichita Open at Crestview, so we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Klotz Entertainment News, the Blur's on the way.
Yeah, we got all sorts of good stuff. Great audio coming your way. A famous actress, famous country song. There'll be entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.